Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Tuttle steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Baxas moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is walked intentionally. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rip Coleman now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baxas strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Held trying to get to third. Tuttle throws the ball into Smith, who tags Held for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland strikes out. One out. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from house and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from house and he is safe. Pearsall steals third. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Tuttle throws the ball into Smith, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pearsall scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Hadley pinch hits for Rip Coleman. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terwilliger moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Murray Dixon now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baxis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Baxis reaches second base with a double. Colavito moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it and throws to home. House drops the ball. Colavito scores. Baxis moves to third. Held moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baxis tags and scores. Held tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLish for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baxis takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Terwilliger moves to third. Ward moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris is hit by the pitch. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Ward scores. Maris moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Ray Webster pinch hits for Cal McLish. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-4 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Ray Boone pinch hits for John Sitoris. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Terwilliger moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Boone moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Jack Harshman now pitching. Bob Serve pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Cux now pitching. Ray Boone now playing first base. Dick Williams now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Baxes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.